April U.S. red meat export stats. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Exports of U.S. beef and pork trended lower in April, due in large part to obstacles in China. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details, beginning on the beef side.
China, we knew, would have an off month in April. It was really the start of the disruption and the height of the tariffs, almost 150% tariffs on beef throughout April. Really not a surprise that we're down almost 70% on the China volume year on year, but there is quite a bit of good news in other regions. Korea up 18%, very big number for Korea. Central America up big. You also had a pretty good month with Japan. And also South America, good month. Although Chile and Peru had good numbers. Really, Colombia is the bright spot there. We've really been trying to regain share since last April, when we had basically U.S. beef out of the market for about 5 or 6 months around this HPAI and dairy cattle issue. So we've been trying to scramble and regain share. So we're very excited about that.
Pork exports hit a similar wall in China, but shined in Latin America.
As expected, China was down significantly, down about 35%, primarily on variety meat. Mexico is a bit down as well compared to a record a year ago. But one thing to remember on Mexico, even at 91,000 tons, that's still a very, very good month. The other markets, though, Central America continues to perform well. They have for more than a year now, really on fire on both beef and pork. And huge month into Colombia, 12,000 metric tons. That's up about 60% from a year ago. So it's really satisfying to see us continuing to expand our share down in Colombia.
Lamb exports, which go mainly to Mexico and the Caribbean, trended higher in April.
The lamb market had another good month, continuing the trend from the first quarter of this year. Really, Mexico was the star, a doubling, in fact, from last year. And this is primarily underutilized cuts, things like lamb breast meat and lamb shoulders. So we're excited to see some traction there.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.